It's a habitable moon.
Those exist?
Apparently. Barely habitable, I clarified. Or so I've been told. We're still going to have to wear our suits because of the radiation and the cold, but there's actually a breathable atmosphere. Enough that all they had to do was put up a radiation shield and insulate the place to make it livable.
But why would anyone live here? She persisted.
They have some kind of mine in the atmosphere of this big honking thing. I motioned at the gas giant, whose name I couldn't recall. It's automated, because even if anyone could live in the atmosphere, which I guess they could with enough shielding and gravity control, why would they? It kicks the processed whatever it is out to orbit around the moon, and then the Anguilar, or more accurately, the poor bastards the Anguilar recruited into their military from their conquered worlds, load it into cargo haulers and send it back into the center of the Empire. I didn't have to search for the comm controls anymore, which I thought was progress. It dinged at the no-look touch.
Vanguard flight, I said,
feeling stupid using what felt like fighter jock talk from a movie, but I had to talk to them all somehow.
This is Vanguard 1. We're one orbit from ether, and if they haven't seen us yet, they will by the time we're in visual range of the moon. We don't have any intelligence about cruisers being stationed here, and we don't expect them. But be ready for fighters. They're bound to have at least a squadron or two to meet us. Jib, you're the tip of the spear. You and your squadron take the lead. Lorana, you and your birds follow me in and provide air-to-ground fire. Everyone copy?
Just like the last three times you told us,
Giblet drawled, earning some chuckles I could hear over the line. My ears went warm. That was fair. I wasn't usually this nervous, but like I told Danny, I was no sort of pilot, much less a fighter pilot. Maybe these vanguards did a lot of the flying for me, but that didn't make me any less worried about leading a bunch of barely trained recruits on their first actual combat. Lorana, Giblet, and I had taken on a whole Anguilar task force in the vanguards, but none of the Copperel pilots we'd cross-trained from the flight crews had ever heard a shot fired in anger.
Yeah, yeah, I know, I told him, trying to sound casual. Humor me.
We got it, Jib insisted. My guys are taking all the risks, and you're having all the fun, as usual.
Oh?
Lorana asked, and although I couldn't see her, I could almost hear her raised eyebrow.
You mean you'd rather land under fire and walk across a glacier in temperatures cold enough to freeze your lungs?
Nah, I'm good.
Tighten up the formation, I told them. One of the few things I'd been able to pick up talking to Lenny about fighters. We don't want to let them figure out our numbers right away.
It was still a risk, even with the computer safeguards. The flight assist system didn't want to let us collide, but they were also combat spacecraft, and they weren't there to babysit us either. I had to consciously stop my teeth from grinding as we came within visual range of each other, and then so close that the silhouettes of the pilots were visible through the windshields. The vanguards weren't the jagged dagger shape of the short-ranged star blades the Anguilar favored, but rather larger and more modular-looking, I supposed. The drive pods were on gimbals, which made them more maneuverable than anything else I'd flown out here. The pulse cannons at the end of the stubby wings on remotely controlled turrets. Fatter than the star blades, too, but that was unavoidable when each of the engine compartments had to hold half a dozen power cells, a hyperdrive, and a shield generator. Or maybe the hyperdrive was the shield generator. I hadn't figured that out yet, but so far I hadn't come across any ship that had shields without a hyperdrive. Either way, there was no way they'd mistake the vanguards for anything they'd seen before, but hopefully they wouldn't know what to make of them. I'd seen the Terminator of a lot of planets so far, the place where the light side gave way to the dark side, but nothing on this scale. The darkness seemed to swallow up not just the exterior of the gas giant, but all of creation, and it took a beat before the enhanced optics in the windshield of the fighter